Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. Yesterday, John Mark and I hosted a webinar on Social Security. It will be up on our YouTube channel soon. I highly recommend that you go watch it if you want to understand how your Social Security benefit is calculated and the different options available to you. Most people think Social Security is a set it and forget it kind of system, but there are actually a few potential loopholes you can legally use to get more money from Social Security. We're going to cover these lesser known strategies today: the do-over rule, voluntary suspension, and retroactive benefits. These are completely legal, but rarely discussed. So stick around, because one of these just might unlock a benefit that could be meaningful to you. So let's start with what's called the do-over rule. Imagine this: you start taking Social Security early at age 62. Maybe money was tight, but now you're a few months down the road, you're back on your feet, and you realize, uh-oh, I've locked in a lower benefit for life. Enter the do-over. Here's how it works. You can withdraw your Social Security claim, essentially erasing the fact that you ever filed. Then when you're older and ready, you can refile and get a much higher monthly benefit. The catch? You have to repay everything you received in Social Security payments up to that point, every check, including taxes or Medicare premiums withheld, even spousal benefits. But the benefit is huge. You can get a clean slate. When you refile later, your benefit is calculated as if you never filed early. That could mean more than 30% of an increased benefit every month for the rest of your life. Now, a couple of important comments. You can only do this one time in your life, and it has to be within 12 months of your original filing. If you regret filing early and have the means to pay it back, this could be a huge win for you in the long run. Next up, voluntary suspension, the lesser known cousin of the do-over. This one is folks who have already reached full retirement age, which is somewhere between 65 and 67, depending on when you were born. Let's say you filed at 65 and you're collecting benefits, but later you realize you don't actually need the income right now. Maybe you started working again, or you have other resources and you're thinking, man, I wish I had filed longer to let my benefit grow. Well, you can pause it. This is called voluntary suspension. And here's what happens. You ask the Social Security Administration to suspend your benefits. And while suspending, your benefits start earning delayed retirement credits, about 8% a year up to age 70. When you resume, your checks are going to be permanently higher, not just for you, possibly for a spouse too, if they're receiving spousal benefits on your record. Here's some key details. You must be at or past full retirement age to suspend. And spousal benefits tied to your record also stop during suspension. So make sure to talk it over with your spouse first. But this is a powerful strategy if you want to boost your benefit later without doing a full do-over. Finally, we've got a quirky one: retroactive benefits. Let's say you've reached full retirement age and you delay filing. You haven't filed yet, and you're thinking, I'll wait until I'm 68 or even 70 to max out my benefits. Now, fast forward. You're, say, 67 and a half, and something changes. You want the money now. When you apply for Social Security, they may offer you retroactive benefits. Basically, back pay or a lump sum of up to 6 months of missed checks. So for example, if your full retirement age was age 67 and you apply at age 67 and 6 months, you can ask to receive a lump sum payment covering those 6 months as if you filed earlier. But here's the trade-off. You get a lump sum now, but your ongoing monthly benefit is based on the earlier start date, which means your benefit will be a little bit lower for life. So it's cash now and less later scenario. But this can be useful if you suddenly need a chunk of money for medical costs or a down payment or other expenses, but you want to weigh it carefully. These strategies can be extremely valuable, but also complicated. It's essential to understand the rules and how they impact your overall retirement plan. So here's a quick recap. The do-over rule. Undo an early claim. Repay what you've received and restart later at a higher benefit. Voluntary suspension. Pause your benefit after full retirement age to let it grow by up to 8% a year. And retroactive benefits. Get up to 6 months of back pay, but lock in a lower benefit going forward. If you're not sure which strategy makes sense, I'm now offering a Social Security analysis that will take your specific benefit numbers, analyze multiple scenarios, and help you find the strategy that fits your situation best. I'm offering the service for $250, but as a bonus for our recent webinar, I'm offering a $100 discount. Just click on my calendar link in the comments and mention this video before May 31st, 2025. Well, if this video has helped you, make sure you like and subscribe and share it with someone nearing retirement. These are hidden gems most people don't know about, and knowledge is power when it comes to Social Security. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.